Welcome to an enlightening podcast from IslamPodcasts.com. We encourage our listeners to please comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please remind your family and friends to also visit IslamPodcasts.com for engaging discussions on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran, tafsir, seerah, and much more. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com as well as rate, review of iTunes. وأضاء للدنيا طريقا مشرقا وهدى من الرحمن يهدينا به للصالحات وللمكارم والتقى نور على مر الزمان تألقا وأضاء للدنيا طريقا مشرقا وهدى. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته إخوتي وأخواتي. Yes, I think the Ummah needs to wake up. The struggle is very difficult these days. I was in Syria last month. One day I was sitting with my friends. A fighter jet was flying all over our head. Kids, people, women were very scared. I said to myself, what should I do? Should I go out to the street? Then I said, well, they might bombard the street because these people, the Assad regime, bombard randomly. There is no specific aim, just civilian. Where is targeting any city or any town? Just civilian. And I'm talking about north of Syria, which liberated area and relatively safe. So I felt if I go there, they might bombard there. What should I do? Then I said to myself, I'll stay carrying what I was doing. I made dua, I asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Oh Allah, if this is my last moment, forgive me and send me to Jannah. This is the situation of your brother and sister in Syria. And one more time, as I said, we're talking about a relatively safe area. I wasn't there in Ramadan, but one of the new operation of this criminal Bashar al-Assad and his regime, he bombarded rocket and sent him fighter jet during iftar, just before iftar. Last week I phoned my family because I've read on the Facebook that a jet fighter attacked our area. Alhamdulillah, I mean, nothing in my own town, but next town there is many injured and one brother was shaheed. So he targeting mainly during iftar and suhoor. This is a struggle of your brother and Syria, your brother and sister in Syria, not only in Syria, in Egypt. Yesterday I found my brother in Egypt who lives in Cairo. We saw the massacre took place yesterday in Egypt. Muslims, yes, Muslim Ummah needs to wake up. What's happening? Coming back to Syria, apart from this suffering and struggling, we can talk about the daily struggle. There is no food, no water, no electricity. And if it does exist, it's very expensive. Before the revolution, each dollar equal 50 Syrian pound. Now each dollar is between 200 and 300. So if you have these things, food or petrol or electricity, it's very expensive. And this is in this lucky area. So you can imagine it's a situation where this war taking place, like Homs, like there is Zor, Dar'a, and Hama. Bilad al-Sham, Syria. It was opened in 6336, at the time of Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiallahu anhu. The leader, or the main leader, was Khalid ibn Walid, who's buried in Homs, and just last week, his grave was destroyed by the Assad regime. Khalid al-Walid, radiallahu anhu, Abu Ubaid al-Jarrah, were among the leaders who opened Syria. People of Sham became Muslim quickly. Now about 80 or more than 80% of Muslims, of people of Sham are Muslims. We were under this regime, this violent regime for the last 42 years old. One of the main things he achieved trying to remove Islam. In March 2011, people stood up against this regime and quickly people returned back to Islam. And the slogans in the Syrian revolution was such as Ya Allah mal maghirak Ya Allah, O Allah, we don't have any but you, O Allah. Hiya lillah, hiya lillah, la li mansib, la li jah. This revolution is just for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seeking his pleasure. And qa'idna lil abad Sayyidina Muhammad, our leader forever, is our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. People return back to Islam. After these 40 years or more trying to remove Islam, people remembered and went back to Islam. And this is very important to mention, because Bashar al-Assad claimed that the Syrian people, the revolution, all these people supporting this revolution are terrorists. And we can imagine what's the response of the whole world. You can kill, I mean, as long as you say I'm fighting terror, which means fighting Islam, you can kill, you can destroy, you can rocket, you can use fighter jet. And this is exactly what could Bashar al-Assad achieve. Just because we are Muslims, we're paying this high price. The West adopts this claim, this lies. We are Muslim. We are Muslim, yes, we're not shy about Islam. People want and they love Islam and they want to implement Islam. And this is a struggle of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the struggle of any call. When you believe in anything, you should call for it and try to implement it. Imagine if this is Islam. So the whole West helped directly or indirectly Bashar al-Assad. I cannot imagine any state or even enemies did among them as Bashar al-Assad is doing to the Syrian people, using fighter jet, rockets, tanks, civilian, and the whole world, like they said, okay, you want Islam? We'll leave Bashar killing you. They haven't said this literally, but we heard David Cameron, Haig, Obama, Kerry saying, we're not going to help the Syrian people because there are extremists among the Syrian people. We're not calling them for help actually, but we want them to stop supporting Bashar al-Assad, because this message, when we say we're not going to help the Syrian people, means in political and in practical life, Bashar al-Assad, you have the green lie to do whatsoever, and this is what he's doing actually. We don't want the West help at all actually, but we want to expose them that they are helping Bashar al-Assad by acting these things. Indeed, opposition who doesn't have any value now inside of Syria, the opposition who put all their eggs in the West basket, created a huge division among the Syrian people through telling us these lies, this promise, we're going to receive arms and women from the West. The West has a huge negative impact with the Syrian revolution. And that's why Islam became very strong among the Syrian people. People more and more believe in the slogans we started with, that we don't have any but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, debate on our own self to get rid of this regime. And really, we're happy to pay the price. We know the price will be very high, and it's already very, very high. More than 150,000 Syrian people being killed. Women, children, not only fighters, children, civilian, women. Even hospitals were destroyed. We know the price is very high. What we've seen and we experienced in Egypt, if you go to anything other from Islam, the price is high. Our brother in Egypt tried to be clever and use democratic way to reach to the power and to establish Islam. They couldn't establish Islam. And even the hypocrite Western state who admit that it was a democratic election, now is supporting the General Sisi, and they didn't move and say anything about the massacre who took place yesterday, and we hope not more massacres, which very, we hope actually, but the scenario is open to all, open to have any other, I mean, more massacre could happen. We ask Allah to save Muslims' blood. So the situation in Syria now, people want Islam, and the West throw their men, they want to create their own body, this opposition, and to fight what is being called extremist and terrorism, to recycle Bashar al-Assad regime. This is our struggle in Syria, Islam or Kufr. Our struggle in Syria between, are we able to create and decide our own destiny, or the West one more time will decide our destiny, what system, civil state, secular state, and the way they want us to live. This is the situation in Syria. Your brother and sister in Syria loves Islam, and they fight for Islam. And now they believe, and you should believe and feel this, that they're not fighting for their own life, for their own destiny. They say, just this morning I was watching YouTube, they're calling Muslims to help them. In Homs, this man was talking from Homs, he said, Muslims must realize that we are in the front of the whole Muslims. Your brother and sister indeed now fighting for Islam, not for the Syrian people. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم الحمد لله رب العالمين.
تألق وأضاء للدنيا طريقا مشرقا وهدى من الرحمن يهدينا به للصالحات وللمكارم والتقى نور على مر الزمان تألقا وأضاء للدنيا طريقا.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com.